Hello, Hannah. This is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
I guess we should say Hogsameach.
Hogsameach.
Did you by chance get the Gematria of 351? So it was for the dream of Ezekiel number 12.
I'm not sure I understood you completely. There was a little bit of interference, but you said something about the Gematria of 351.
Yes, 351. It was the jewel of Yehezkel, Ezekiel, the Shenhei. He said it was 305 plus 46 with the vows made 351. And he said he had already discussed it, but I went back over the others and I don't see it unless he mentioned it in the first hour, because I missed the first hour.
I don't think I caught that.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Jasmine. This is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Hogsameach.
Hogsameach to you, too. Is that all just us here?
Hannah is on mute.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm going to mute too.
Okay.
morning. I'm Samad.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We shall continue where we left off. Hatsumea. Good morning. We should continue where we left off at Pasuk 134.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did anybody have any questions before I start? the Kippurah, it's Basar, Gam Hashem Ha'evir, Chatatcha, Lo Tamut, My Lo Tamut, Lo Tamut, Priya Bida Deru Uma. The translation. He said to Duma, he certainly did not know. So he waited more than 3 months, as 4 months had passed. Because we have learned that on the 25th day of Nisan, David sent an announcement to go out to war, and they were with Joab on the 7th day of Sivan, as they went and destroyed the land of the children of Ammon. There they remained during the months of Sivan and Tammuz and Av and Elul. And on the 24th day of Elul, the event with Bathsheba occurred. Then on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, the Holy One, blessed be He, forgave him for that sin. And there are those who claim that on the 7th day of Adar, the announcement was sent, and all arms were gathered on the 15th of Iyar. So what happened with Bathsheba occurred on the 15th day of Elul. While on Yom Kippur he received the message, Hashem also has put away your sin. You shall not die. What is the meaning of you shall not die? It means that he shall not die at the hands of Duma. My commentary. Duma has the responsibility to take the soul from the body if the person has sinned and is not a righteous person. Since Yom Kippur only atones for sins against Hashem, we learn that the violation of one of the Esther Dibrot is a sin against Hashem and not a person. And this leads to a question. Did not David sin against Uriah with his action of sleeping with Bathsheba? And the answer is no, since Uriah had divorced Bathsheba. Did David sin against Bathsheba? No, since she was a willing partner, although the question of who could refuse the king should be asked. Who else do you think David sinned against through this action? Pasuk 136. Amar Duma Mare Dialma Amila Hadait Ligabeya Dehu Aftach Umeva Amar Chai Hashem Ki Ben Mavet Haishal Se Zot Vehu Dan Lenafshea Tiron Yayo Itli Aleya Amar Leya Det Lach Rashu Behao De Legaba Ve Amar Chatati Lashem Ve Afal Gav Dilachav Aval Bame Behe Chata Peuria Onasha Katavit Aleya Bekabel Miad Achadar Duma Leatreya Pepache Nefesh. The translation. Duma said, Master of the universe, I have one thing against him. He opened his mouth and said, as Hashem lives, the man that has done this deserves to die. So he has condemned himself to death, and therefore I have the power over him to bring death upon him. And he said to Duma, you have no permission to bring death upon him, because he has already confessed in front of me, saying, I have sinned against Hashem, even though he did not sin. although his sin against Uriah was in killing him, I have written his punishment, and he has accepted it. Immediately, Duma returned to his place, disappointed. My commentary. Duma approached Hashem on Yom Kippur, since the punishment has been written. Uriah had disobeyed the king in not going home to Bathsheba, and therefore the king had the authority to order his death by Torah law. Verse 137. Yalda Amar David Lulei Hashem Ezrata Likimat Shachna Duma Nafshi Lulei Hashem Ezrata Li Dechawa Potropa Ilikyamat Shachdana Wigomer Mahu Kyamat Kehuta Dekik Keshiura Beit Beni Uvein Sitra Achara Kahahu Shiura Havat Dila Shachna Duma Nafshi. The translation. Concerning this, David said, unless Hashem had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. Unless Hashem had been my help means that had he not become David's keeper and guarded him from the angel Duma, David's soul had almost dwelt with Duma. Why does he say had almost? Because only the smallest distance, as narrow as a thin thread, separated him from the other side. So almost dwelt with Duma. Was there the distance of a thin thread away? The distance remaining for him to be with Duma in Gehinnom. My commentary. The verse is clear as written. Although Duma has the meaning of silence in Hebrew, which indicates there is no sound in Gehinnom, Hebrew for hell, this leaves the soul the experience of inner contemplation to cleanse itself. This is my opinion. Verse 138. Ugin kach ba'eli stamra Barnash Dilayema Milaka David Begin Dila Yakil Leme Mar de Duma Kishagaga Eo Kima de Hawa de David Benatsach Leya Kadosh Baruchu Padina Lama Yakso Ha Elohim Al Kolech Al Hahu Kodihu Amar Bechibel Et Maase Yadecha Da Basar Kodesh Berit Kadisha Bifagayim Veit Meshach Begehinom Al Yadad Duma. The translation. Therefore, every person should be careful not to say what King David said, because he will not be able to say to the angel Duma, it was an error. As it was with David, because in David's case, the Holy One, blessed be he, defeated Duma in the case, wherefore should Elohim be angry at your voice? Refers to the voice that said, and destroy the work of your hands. This is the sacred flesh, which is the Holy Covenant, that he damaged. and because of which he is to be dragged down to Gehinnom by the angel Duma. My commentary. Does this mean that Duma only takes the soul of people that damage the Brits? The answer is no. Verse 139. Nun The eat habab kola, the bakala, da amare, kayama, the lad magid, the rashim kochad, the had, man harakia, daihu harakia, the veya, kama. Ulvana uko vaya umazale vada ihu sapir sefer zakaron ihu magid berashim leho tiv leho lemecheve bene kala Ume bad reut chon tadir. The translation. And because of this, the firmament proclaims his handiwork. These are the friends who have joined the bride, which is Malchut, by studying the Torah during the night of Shavuot, together with those who are the custodians of the sign of her covenant, and who care, and who are called his handiwork. The firmament shows and registers each and every one of them. What is the firmament? It is where the sun and the moon, the stars and the constellations are located, and it is called the Book of Remembrance. It announces, it registers, it inscribes them, so that they can be the residents of its own palace, and it can always fulfill their desires. My commentary. The firmament is known today as the elliptic. The rest of the pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 140. Yom leyom yabia omer Yom ha-kadisha meinun Yom min ilayin bimalka Meshabachin lon lechavra yayo Ve'amrim ha-hiyo Mila di'amar Kochad chabireya Yomali Yomaya Biwa Ahu Omer Shabbat Leia Velaila Velaila Bogarga Viashlin Velaila Mishabbat Dalida Ahudiat Pekohad Mechabireya uvishlimu sageit avidu lom divrin urchimin. The translation. Day-to-day utter speech is an allusion to the sacred day that belongs to those supernal days of the king, referring to the Sefirot of Zeranpin that are called days, that praise the friends who delved into the study of the Torah during the night of Shavuot. And they say to each other the same words that are written. Day to day utters that same speech, thereby praising him. The words and night to night refer to the levels that govern the night, which are the Sefirot of Malchut, that governs at night. They praise one another with the knowledge that each receives from its friends. And by this state of harmony and perfection, they become their friends and beloved ones. My commentary, the Pasuk is adding to our knowledge of code words. Pasuk 141. Ein omer ve'ein devarim bishar milin de'alma de'laishtamu kamem yalka kadisha ve'labaye ve'mishma lo naval anei mile ve'kol ha'aretz yatsa kevam Kawam avde b'shicha inun milin madore ailae umdore tatae meilein itavidu rekinin umailein eretz mehahio Tushbachta ve'itema de'inun milin va'atar chad b'shatta ve'alma b'kcech tevel me'milechem. The translation. There is no speech nor language, and this refers to the speech and language that belong to worldly abatters that are not heard before the Holy King, and that he is not interested in hearing them. But the words, their line is gone out through all the earth, mean that these words draw a thin line between the inhabitants of above and the inhabitants of below. From these words, firmaments are formed, and from these words, and from that praise, the earth is molded. And if you should say that these words wander around the world in one place, the verse states, and their words to the end of the world. My commentary. In my opinion, we are being told that the end days will see the end of the world that create the firmaments, which blocks our knowledge of truth and reality. Pasuk 142. Vake wan de ita vida rakin minchon man sharya b'chon hadar V'yamar l'shemesh Samohel bahem Ahu shim shakadisha Shave madoreya Umishkaneya Beho ve'ita tar beho. Because firmaments are formed by them who resides here. And he repeated, in them he sent a tent for the sun. That holy sun, which is Zerantim, has made his habitation, and above in them, and crowned himself with them. My commentary. The inner essence of the planets live in the firmaments. These inner essence of the planets are human souls, who completed their tikkun from the first of the 7,000-year cycles. These are from Atlantis and from Moor, the Pacific continent. These are from the 974 generations that came before Adam HaRishon, the first man. Verse 143. Kewan deshare beinun rakin Beitatar beho, kidein behu kachatam, yotze mechupato, chade verachit, beinun rekiaim, nafak minaihu, vial verachet, goy bigdala, Hada hara bayatara hara bikte hashamayim motzao vaday me'alma ila'a nafek v'atya de'ihu ketzei hashamayim de'ela utkufato Man dekufato dakete ashamayim letata deihi tekufat hashana deaschara lekol saifin eid kashrat mim kashamayim adrakiada. The translation. Because their Anpin resides among those firmaments and crowns himself with them, he is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. He is happy and runs along these firmaments. Then he leaves them and enters into another tower in a different place. This tower comes from the end of the heaven. It certainly comes from the supernal world, which is the upper end of the heaven, namely Bina. And his circuit, what is his circuit? It is the lower end of the heaven, namely Malchut. And this is the circuit of the year that revolves around all the ends. It is attached to the heavens and extends from there to this firmament. My commentary. A year is a cycle of time, which is chesed. The sun follows a cycle of time. That is what is being described above. Pasuk 144. Excuse me for a minute. I'm going to take a sip. And there is nothing hid from his heat, means there is nothing hid from his heat from that crucial, from that circuit, which is the circuit of the year, or from the circuit of the sun that it revolves in all directions, and there is nothing hidden from his heat, means that there is no one from all the supernal levels who can hide from him. Everything revolves and comes to him, each and everything. Nothing can be hidden from him, from his heat, can be interpreted as he heats up and returns. To the friends, the instance they have reached a full repentance. All this praise and all this glorification is a result of their study of the Torah, as it is written, the Torah of Hashem is perfect. My commentary. While this seems unclear, when one ponders the message, it becomes clear. Pasuk 145. Sheet zinin ketiv haka Hashem v'sheet karae Min hashamayim mesafrim Ad Torat Hashem Temima Ve'al Raza Ketiv Bereshit Hashit Yatvan Bara Elohim Et Hashamayim Ve'et Haaretz Hashit Tevin Kirae Acharanin Lekabel Shit Zimnein Hashem sheet kirae begin sheet it atvan dehaka sheet shemahan begin sheet tevin dehaka. The translation. Hashem is mentioned here six times. There are also six verses from the heavens declare until the Torah is of Hashem is perfect. And based on the same secret, it is written in the beginning. The Hebrew word has six letters and the phrase Elohim created the heaven and the earth. And this contains six words. The other verses, beginning with the Torah of Hashem is perfect, and ending with more to be desired are they than gold, are notable only for the six times that Hashem appears in them. The six verses themselves are not expounded upon, however. The six verses, from the heavens declare to the Torah of Hashem is perfect, are equated with the six letters in the word Bereshit, while the six names are equated with the six words, which are Elohim created the heaven and the earth. Elohim bara et hashamayim v'et haaretz. My commentary. As a student of Kabbalah, one needs to know the number six and the letter Vav. Do you know this? Pasuk 146 from this. Ad hawo yatve alu rabbi elazar bereya beribi abamar lon vadai anpe shakinta atyam vialda peneyel karemata Viko deha chamitun anpe shakinta apim dibi apim vihashta vika yadatun vigale lecho kara duvnaya ben Yehoyada The dime, the mila, the yamitika, kadisha ihu, ukra diavatreya, the hahu desachtim. Nicola Amru. The translation. As they were sitting, his son Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Abba entered. And he said to them, "Certainly the face of the Shekhinah has come. And this is why I have called your Peniel, your face of El. You have seen the face of the Shekhinah face to face. Now, because you received the knowledge that was revealed to you by the scripture about Benayahu, the son of Yehoida, it is certainly a matter that belongs to Atika Kadisha, the Holy Ancient One, which is the secret of Keter." And also the following verse, which reads, "And he slew an Egyptian, and the most concealed, who is Atika Kadisha, spoke it." My commentary. To understand this verse, one needs to know what Sefirah does Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Abba reveal. Pasuk 147. V'hai kirayihu v'yatar achara kegavnada v'tach v'yamar v'hu haika et ha'ish ha'mitzrei ish mida ha'meshta ba'ama v'kol ha'razach ha'dayu ha'mitzri ha'hudi ishtamoda Gadol Mayot Haaretz Mitzrayim B'enei Avdei L'gomer Av Yachkira Kimad Galei Ha'usava. The translation. This verse, "and he slew an Egyptian," is explained in another place. At a different level, in this way, he opened the discussion by saying, "and he slew the Egyptian man, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high, and all are related to the same secret. This Egyptian is that one who is known, as described by the verse, very great in the land of Egypt in the eyes of the servants. As he is great and honored, this is how the old man described him." My commentary. To understand this pasuk, you need to read chapter 11 of the First Chronicles. Pasuk 148. V'haikirad bimtivta ila ayatmar ishmida kolachad ishmare v'ishmida kolachad begin tihu shabbat utchuma tikivu madotem michutz la'ir Uktiv lo tasu avel b'mishpat b'meida v'alda ishmida yihu v'yihu mamashish mida v'yihu arkeya misyafi alma v'yad siyafife Alma Adam Harishon Hakye Harwa Veitemad Hakiti Famesh Bata Inun Famesh Biyama Misya Fuyfe Alma Ad Siyafe Alma Hawa. translation. This scripture was studied in the Celestial Academy. A man of great stature, all is one as a man of good appearance, and a man of good stature are both the same, because they represent the Shabbat and the Shabbat limits, as it is written, and you shall measure from outside the city, and you shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. In Metayard, the Hebrew word is Midah. Therefore, this is a man of great stature, the Hebrew meaning Midah, who stretches out from one end of the world to the other. And so was Adam. And if you say, but it is written, 5 cubits, remember that these 5 cubits extend from one end of the world to the other. My commentary. This is a deep secret code words. Because the word end is used, it is referring to the 5 worlds from beginning to end. From Keter of Adam Kadmon to Malchut of Malchut. Verse 149. Uvyad Hamitri Tachanit Kada Akim Nor Orchim Damate Ha'alohim Dehawa Bideya Chakik Bishma Kalifa Meparash Bin Hiru Etzeruche Atvan Dehawa Galif Metzaliel Tivta Dileya Ikre Oreg Milay. O Tom would go Merharash, the Hoshe, the Rukam, the Gomer, Wehahu Mate, Hawana here, Shema Galifa, the Kol Citrin, Bin Hiru. Deha kimin, deha wo magalfin, shema beparshe parosh, be arbain utrain, kevavne, ukra mikan ulhala, kimadi amar zaka ahola keya. The translation. And in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. It is as the scripture says, a weaver's beam, referring to the rod of Elohim, which was in his hand and upon which the name pronounced in full was engraved by Bezalel and his academy by the radiance of the letter combinations. And this is called weaving, as it is written. Then has he filled with wisdom of heart, of the craftsman and of the embroiderer and of the weaver. And the engraved name shone from within this rod in all directions by the illumination of the wise men that engraved the ineffable name pronounced in full in 42 ways. The rest of the passage from here onward is similar to what he, the old man, has already explained. Happy is his lot. My commentary. The verse is esoteric, and I am not sure of its full meaning. Feel free to send me additions to this as they occur to you. Pasuk 150. Tivo Yachrin Tivu Unchadesh Tikun Dekala the Hallelujah, the Kolman, the Ishtataf, the Hada, the Hi, Hallelujah, Yehe Natir, Ela, the Tata, Kol Hadio Shata, the Yapak, Yapik, Shata Bishalam, Alaihu Kitiv, Yehone Malach Hashem, Saviv Lireav, Rachalet Chaltzem, Tamu Uru Kito. The translation. Be seated, my dear ones, be seated, and let us renew the preparations of the bride for this night. Because whoever joins her on this night shall be guarded above and below for all of the coming year, and will complete his year in peace. This is described in the verse, the angel of Hashem encamps round about them that fear him, and he delivers them. O taste and see that Hashem is good. My commentary. Baruch Hashem that we have access to this wisdom. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? Please return to the jewel section where you have all of the 24 two-letter names. And please say them after me. Yufa. Anu Hatu Hatu Hadu Banu jumped around too much. Amo.
Ano.
Shamu.
Shamu.
Atu.
Adu.
Wo. La all say, admit truth.
Truth.
The next item on our agenda would be the Zohar reading for the night of Shavuot, part two, known as the Jewels. And that's from the Parashah of Emor, section 30. And we're not going to have time to complete this before we start listening to the Torah itself. We're just waiting for the sun to cross the horizon. And I didn't check on the time, but I'm sure it's quite close. Starting with verse 167. In case I didn't tell you, the handout is on the unique astrological times link just below the previous one. Theolifna deoraita divae leia umile behai lelia oraita diva alpe begin yeit deit dechun kahada mi mabua denachala ameika. Levatar behayoma leita Torah shebikiv veyitchabar baveyishtachum tachada bezivuga chad leilat kidein machrize aleya. The Amre, the Ani, Zot Beriti, Otam, Amar Hashem Ruchi, Asher Alicha, Bedivre, Asher Sinti, Beficha, with Omer. The translation. We learn that one should study this night of Shavuot the oral Torah, which is Malchut, so that Malchut in Israel, her children, will be purified together by the flowing of the deep river, namely from Bina. After that, during the day on Shavuot, the written Torah, which is Aranpin, will come and join it, Malchut. So they will be together, united as one above. A proclamation then resounds concerning him, saying, as for me, this is my covenant with them, says Hashem. My spirit that is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth. My commentary. The Sephardim and the Kabbalists study both the oral and written Torah during the night. The oral Torah is the taking of the crown, which can be found in the recordings from earlier Shavuot nights on the Hashem website. Within this taking of the crown, you will also find aspects of the written Torah. Please join us on the night of Shavuot for our all-night study, as this will remove chaos from your life for at least 4 months until Rosh Hashanah. But in my opinion, until next the sun. Verse 168. 1 second before I'll continue. Yalda chaside kadmae lahawo naime behailelia vehavo lean peorita viamre ne te liachasana iruta kadisha lanulivnan batrin Almin behahulelia, Knesset Yisrael, itatra, Alaihu beityayo, liazduga, beyabamila, milka, beharai vayat, betarvaihu, mitatre, Al-Rashayu Dinun Dizakan Habehaki Lihaki. The translation, therefore the pious in ancient times did not sleep that night, but were studying the Torah, saying, let us come and receive this holy inheritance for us and our children in both worlds. That night, the congregation of Israel is an adornment over them, and she comes to unite with the king. Both decorate the heads of those who merit this. We have learned that the Torah portion of the portion of the Torah that which we must learn on this night is the oral Torah, specifically the mysteries of the Torah. The secrets. In order to crown Tiferet Zeran Pin, the Vav of Havaya, so that the Shekhinah Malchut, the Nukva, the final hay of Havaya, and Israel can both be purified from above, from the waters of the deep wellspring. Bina, Ima, the first hay of the Havaya, from the waters of love that she receives from En Sof, the Aketer. Arifan Pin, apex of the Yud of Havaya, and Hachma, Abba, the Yud of Havaya. Now, my personal commentary. Those who merit this are those who stay up all night in the appropriate study. Many people in the last few years have started to stay up and study, yet there is no change within them from their study. Verse 169. Rabbi Shimon Haki Amar Bishata Dematkinas Seche Avraya Yo Behailelia Ligabeya Neta Itakna Hakshite Kala begin de fi tish techach, le matar vechach, betach shitaha, betikunaha, le gabe malka, kadka, yaut zaka, ulake hon, de chavrayayo. Kad yitba malka le matronita manatakin Takshita Aha. Vyan here. Atreha Vishave. Tikunaha Velait Lach. Vyalma Mandiada. Letakna. Takshite. Kala Elaharaya. Zaka ahulakehon, Vialma den uvalma deate. The translation. Rabbi Shimon said the following when the friends gathered with him that night. Let us come and prepare the jewels of the bride, namely to draw the Mohin upon Malchut, so that tomorrow she would be bejeweled. That is, with Mohin, and properly ready for the king. Happy is the portion of the friends when the king will ask the queen, who prepared her jewels, illuminated her crowns, and put on her adornments. No one in the world knows how to fix the adornments of the bride, save the friends. Happy is their portion in this world and in the world to come. Rabbi Sutton's comments from his Shavuot Power Pack. Afterwards, in Musaf, the written Torah, Tiferet, Zeranpin will come to bond with the oral Torah. They will then be found as one together above. It is then proclaimed regarding all who took part in the Tikkunim of the Shekhinah on the Leil Shavuot, Va'ani Zot Beriti. As for me, Zot, this is my Brit with them, says Hashem. The unity of the Shekhinah, which is here called Zot, this with Yudke Vavke, is the basis of Hashem's Brit covenant with Israel. And my spirit, which I have placed upon you, the direct spirit of prophecy in Ruach HaKodesh, that flows down from the En Sof via Tiferet, Zeranpin, the Vav. And my words, which I have placed in your mouth, words of Torah, that we speak and with which we adorn the oral Torah, to unite with the written Torah, will never leave your mouth nor your children's children, from now and throughout all eternity. My commentary. The jewels is a code word that is taught in the Kabbalah. There are 24 jewels, which are two-letter sequences that come from the second word in the last verse in each book of the Torah. The first letter and the last letter of that word is used to build the jewel, in this pasuk. The friends of our people who prepare the jewels to be used and to adorn the Shekhinah. I'm going to prepare the system to be able to read the Torah reading for this morning. So it may take me a few minutes.
security provider. Infinity Home.
We'll be starting shortly. We'll be reading the Book of Ruth first. Please join me in saying the two blessings. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam, asher kidushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al divrei Torah. And may we all say, Amen. And the second blessing, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam, asher kidushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'Torah. And may we all say, Amen.
Oh, man, I'm not holding. Adonai, But Yeah. Kiris Ezreu. Vayo ber salimana ima adisa agore. Vayo ber salimana Ashevavai Erodiva Pato Hespa Vayamu Sheshemore Vayashetalena Vayamu Adir Vayamu Telgamuza Vayamu Erodivati
Israel, why you
Are we still connected?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay. I'm hanging in here.
So, time to read the Torah directly.
I'm here too.
Oh, good.
Good.
This is Exodus chapter 19.
Jesus. Oh, Israel, And
maybe you are Anthony's guest.
Emmett.
Emmett.
And now for the Haftorah. This is from Ezekiel chapter 1.
Yeah, Hello.